We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gabe and Nina on V96.
Good morning, happy Thursday. Shout out to the Work Hard, Be Good crew. Especially those people that are going on vacation tomorrow. But I've got to start all over.
It's cruel.
Especially those people working hard the day before they go on vacation.
Yes.
You know who you are. You're going on vacation tomorrow, but you're working hard today, so shout out to you.
You know what? Yes. And also, shout out to the people being good that plan to do something thoughtful for somebody today. You know, just spread a little extra joy.
Yeah, and not because somebody did something for you, just because.
Exactly.
All right, we are Gabe and Nina. It is time for the top 6 to 6, and just remember, it's in no particular order.
Number six,
I'll start with the sad news.
Uh-oh.
So, we know Jeremiah had COVID.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's finally doing some interviews and talking to some people. And this one's pretty lengthy, what he was talking about here. But this is a friendly reminder. And a reminder that if you get COVID, like my brother, like my friend Jesse, like a couple of other my buddies, and they got over it with minimal symptoms, there are those people out there that get COVID and it wrecks their body. Like my friend Pito, who we have on the show often.
Right.
He was, I don't even want to get into that. And like Jeremiah, listen to what happened.
I was really down bad for the last month and a half while I was in there. I don't even remember the day I went in. I was really like in a dream. And I ain't gonna lie, I woke up about 2 times and all I remember is just seeing a white light. What I end up having, and I don't mind sharing it, was called a multiple inflammatory syndrome, MIS, which is a rare cause and effect of COVID. And my whole insides, all my organs became inflamed. My heart went out, stopped beating, it started beating irregularly, and my kidneys went out. My liver started to peel and go bad. It was just like, I didn't know what was going on.
Mm.
But once I was removed from ICU after that week and a half, I had to learn how to walk again, you know what I'm saying, eat.
Wow.
So I look at it as kind of somewhat of a blessing now, as crazy as it might sound, because I needed to sit down.
Oh, my God.
Think about that. I just want you to think about that. And, you know, one thing that scares me specifically is he mentioned his kidneys going out.
Uh-huh.
And I have polycystic kidney disease. And, you know, Nicole is always like, babe, you're the one with the pre-existing condition. You're the one that really needs to be, you know, super cautious. And I don't think much of it because I'm like, I'm very careful.
Sure.
But when you hear something like that, it's a friendly reminder.
Yeah.
That, you know, yes, you can get COVID and you can have flu-like symptoms. Yes. But you also can get COVID and have these kinds of symptoms. So it's something to be mindful of, people. We'll start on that in no particular order.
Number five.
No, but kind of on that note, you know, that's why a lot of people's holidays are looking different this year, because you're looking out for the people that you love the most and you're trying to keep them safe. And I wanted to ask you this, Gabe, to see what you thought. So there is a senator that is asking all of the streaming services to offer them up for free in the hopes that it would keep people home. Do you think that having free streaming, we're talking Disney Plus to Netflix to all of those things, if that was free, would people stay home?
No. I mean, free TV, free everything. There's free Instagram, free Twitter.
TikTok, all
of that. And people still kind of go out. So now I think it's stupid, but I mean, I don't mind having it for free for a couple of...
Oh my gosh.
Number four.
I know what I'm doing. Umbrella Academy.
Number four, you know, I think every time when I was a kid, you'd look outside and say to yourself, is it snowing? And if it was snowing, you'd say to yourself, do we have school today? And this one particular principal in West Virginia, there was a snow day, or the snow outside, I should say. And he just felt the tension in his school. He felt the tension from the teachers, from the staff, and from the students. And what he then came out and said, well, he canceled school, and he told everyone to go build a snowman.
I love that.
He's like, look, there's no reason why we're having school. The snow is not terrible, but everybody needs a personal day.
Yeah.
So I'm canceling school and everybody go make a snowman.
That's what needs to happen anytime it snows. It is National Build a Snowman Day.
Boss, I'm waiting for the phone to ring.
Number three.
That's so real. And then after you do it, you want to go inside and be all cozy. But okay, imagine this. You're at home. Two guys break into your house. They threaten you and then realize you're the wrong person. So they start to retreat and they're like, I'm sorry. It's cool. I'll pay for all the damages. Are you good at that point? No.
Maybe if they have to throw in a little extra. Who are you guys robbing?
Oh, my God.
The weed house? Can I get a... Nah,
what's happening in my neighborhood? But this happened to a couple in Ontario. They were sitting in their home and this guy broke in with a hammer. They're sitting there getting threatened. And when they realized that's exactly what they did, they apologized. But the couple wasn't buying it. They called the cops anyway and they got arrested. But I'm sorry. Can only go so far.
Hey, you know, they're nice. They did say they're nicer in Canada.
So.
Number two.
This story came out a couple days ago. You know, we always have those moments when we say to ourselves, damn, I thought of that, but I just didn't do it. You know, and somebody else makes the money or somebody else comes up with a great idea. And this couple in Lombard, their names are Doug and Kim. And what they did was they converted their van, Nina, into their own restaurant.
Okay, like a food truck?
No, more so. Here, let me let them explain.
You can get the takeout and you bring it home.
Oh, nice.
There's no spirit in that. The next day we went, we bought this little table at Menards and put some folding chairs and a carpet in there. And
total investment under $100. So now it's not just food, it's a mission.
So what they did was they have this van, they converted it into basically their own two-top.
Uh-huh.
So they go get the food, and then they just, instead of driving home, they just open up their van doors, and then they sit down in their van and eat the food.
For themselves. Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Again, something that we all think of, but we just didn't say to ourselves, damn, and less than $100. Because listen, I talk about this all the time, and we've all ordered a lot of food during the pandemic.
Totally.
It's just not the same.
No.
You can get whatever food you want, a burger, fries, doesn't matter. It's just not the same. But... And I'll tell you, I've actually eaten in front of a couple Mexican restaurants. Because I'll be like, babe, you want to just eat right here? Yes.
And you did.
Well, I wish I had a damn table instead, just like Kim and Doug.
You got to get a tent that you can just pop one up wherever you go. It's like your own personal bubble.
With a heater inside.
Number one.
That's fun. Okay, DJ Khaled.
We're not saying that's fun anymore.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't even know that you just said that?
No.
Nina doesn't want to say that anymore, so I'm just helping her out.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. I appreciate it. When you notice what your crutches are when you speak, especially when you do it for a living, that's my boy right there, Gabriel.
I got you.
Okay. DJ.
It was fun, though.
Okay. DJ Khaled is bringing something to everybody in the year 2021, and that's his own CBD line. Leave it to Khaled. I just really want to know what the new catchphrase thing for him is going to be. Like, is it going to be a line of major key CBDs or like whatever?
Major C's. Major C.
Major BD. C's. He's all about his wellness, and CBD's helped him, so he's going to go ahead, put it out, put his name on it, make some money.
I like it, man. Listen, anything you can do to make more money. Multiple streams of income. Don't be salty at the celebrities for making money off dumb stuff. Try to create something on your own.
I'm putting my name on Jingle Bells.
That was fun. Ariana Grande off her new album. That one's called Positions. We're about to put you in an awkward position, and that is where you find out if you're old school or not. The number to B96 is 877-591-9696. We need you to use it if you know the answer to the first question of TBT, Throwback Trivia. And the 2008 comedy, Don't Mess with the Lohan. This Saturday Night alum and star of Waterboy plays a sleek hairstylist that is also a trained assassin. Before he can have his successful salon, he must save the world. Before he can have his successful salon, he must first save the world. What is the name of the comedian that stars in the film Don't Mess with the Lohan?
Who is it? 877-591-9696.
All right, you're going to get that question and then two more. Come play TBT Throwback Trivia with us, Gabe and Nina on B96 next. Joey and Hammond, do you consider yourself to be old school?
I'm a 90s baby.
You're perfect. You're right in the wheelhouse.
So he's like, no.
Yeah, sure.
But I think I know these things.
Well, like we found out yesterday, every answer you get right, you get 3 gray hairs. So here's your first question, Joey. In the 2008 comedy Don't Mess with the Lohan, this Saturday night alum and star of Waterboy plays a sleek hairstylist that is also a trained assassin. Before he can start his successful salon, he must save the world. What is the name of the comedian that stars in the film?
I'm going to go with Adam Sandler.
All right, 3 gray hairs.
Bink, bink, bink. There they go, Joey. All right, question number 2. Remember the song Down in 2010 by Jay Sean? Baby, are you down, 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 down?
I love this song.
That was one of my favorite songs.
He was signed to Young Money Records, and the CEO of the label was also featured on that song Down. What little rapper lent his vocals to the 2010 hit?
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Wow, Joey's really getting those grays in a song today.
Bing, 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 bing. That's what's going on.
Nerve-wracking.
All right, question number 3 for the clean sweep. The show Hot Ones began in 2015 as a web series and is now a full-fledged game show on True TV. During the show, contestants are fed this item with a good amount of hot sauce on it. What food are they eating during the show Hot Ones?
I'm going to go with a hot dog.
Okay.
So close.
Oh, man.
Good guess.
Joey, chicken wings.
Oh, man.
Dude, you should watch it. It's actually a really good show. It's pretty funny.
I've never heard of that show.
Yeah, so what they do is they have like 10 hot sauce bottles lined up, and they go from like weakest to hottest, and then you got to eat a wing with everything on it. Yeah, it's a pretty cool show, man. You should check it out. Yeah. All right, Joey, what was one of your favorite gifts you got when you were young growing up?
We'll go with the PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 2.
Wow.
You're not old school at all, Joey. Gotta go. All right, Joey, gotta go. Take it easy, brother. Chicago's new hit music.
You just need a moment.
That was Justin Bieber and Benny Blanco. Lonely.
Speaking to my son, I'm just kidding.
All right, I'm gonna get in trouble if I keep talking at that volume. Colleen on the south side. What up, girl?
Good morning, guys.
How excited are you that you won Wake Up Wars yesterday?
I'm ready to win this day number 2.
Okay.
Did you study?
I did all night. I crammed.
Are you serious?
But like how, Colleen?
Yeah, tell people how you studied.
It was it was an all-nighter. I was
She's
up all night.
Fire.
She's like, I was on Instagram.
Anyway.
I was researching Chicago history.
Okay.
That actually probably would have been very smart.
Great idea. Well, at least you learned something yesterday. All right, Colleen, hang on 1 second. We're going to try to get your contestant. Guys, Colleen is from the south side. So I would love maybe somebody from the north side.
Okay.
Not necessarily even from the city, but maybe north burbs, northwest burbs.
You're anything getting called out.
Not on the south side. So that we can have a real battle. All right. If you want to play Wake Up Wars, now is the time to call in. That's our game that we play each and every weekday at 7:10 a.m. where we give each contestant 3 questions and whoever gets the most right wins and gets an opportunity to get themselves some breakfast. All right. So if you want to play, the phone lines are open. 877-591-9696. Call us up now. We got that on the way. We also got the baby daddy check-in on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's B96. B96, Chicago's new hit music. Damn, where's the sun at?
I don't know.
It's 7:04. We're a second early, but
I'm dancing to the music right now.
I just know when we do baby daddy check-in, it's light outside. Well, if it's your first time hearing it, I'm about to lighten up your day. You're going to get 2 dad jokes and a baby update on my 7-month-old, soon-to-be 8-month-old daughter, Whitney. Here's your first dad joke. So I got this friend. He writes songs about sewing machines.
Interesting.
He's a singer-songwriter, or so it seems. So it seems. Anyway.
The look when you wait for the joke to hit, though.
If only they could see me doing that,
I
right?
Know.
Let me get my paper. The baby daddy check-in today is an interesting one. My daughter is learning how to share.
Okay.
You know, you would think like you have to implement those tendencies early. And so I go to get a cup of water from the refrigerator. And every time I do it, she's like, And I'm like, okay, I get it. You want my water. So I'll take a sip of water first to show her. Uh-huh. And then she'll like reach out, try to grab it. And She like does her tongue like a lizard, like a snake. She'd be like, oh. I'm like, okay. So I give her a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then I take it away from her because, and I want her to know that we're sharing. Like, I get a drink, you get a drink, I get a drink.
Uh-huh.
She's not really in with the sharing right now. She's like two hands on the cup. And I'm like, no, no, mamita, I got to take a drink, then you. She's like, And then if you don't give it, so now that's her jam now. She's really good at communicating.
I love that she does that. How does it go when you and her are both fighting for Nicole?
Oh, no, no, no. She wins that every time.
No sharing there.
Okay. I know what that means. Second dad joke, guys. So I actually had the nastiest, rudest, slowest cashier at the grocery store yesterday.
Hmm.
I guess it's my own fault for using the self-checkout line, though.
Like looking in a mirror.
Gosh, this guy's so rude. I don't know what this is problem. Oh, it's me. All right, guys. Enough of the dad jokes. How about some good Chicago questions? You're going to get that, a female and a male-centered one next on Wake Up Wars.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war. Wake Up Wars on B96.
Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina, and it is time to play our game, Wake Up Wars. This is where we give each contestant three questions and find out how Chicago they are.
Exactly. And Colleen, on the south side, she's back. She said she studied. Are you ready to play?
I am. I was up all night.
All right. We're trying to put an end to that rain atop the Wake Up World. Is Beth on the northwest side. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, Colleen, are you going first today or is Beth?
I'll let her go.
It's hard when it's two ladies because ladies first means something totally different. All right.
Right.
Beth.
Yes.
Where on the northwest side are you living?
Des Plaines.
Were you excited when Des Plaines got the casino?
Absolutely.
Good. More jobs for the community?
They definitely support financially a lot of different organizations. So
I love that.
It benefits everybody.
I think a lot of times the casino gets a bad rap. You know what I'm saying? But people don't know what they do for the community. But look, Beth is letting you know that they are. So.
And an opportunity for Beth to get a little extra.
Shout out to
her games.
Rivers and Bet Rivers, too. So the game is simple. We're going to give you three questions. To get more right than Colleen, you'll be the winner, okay? Here's your first female-centered question. This plain rod-shaped curling tool without any prongs or tongs is called a what?
Hair straightener.
Question number two. In football, how many points are awarded for a touchdown?
Three.
Beth, I think my buzzer is stuck. It keeps going off. I don't know what's going on.
I like that you're just firing guesses, though, Beth. You're just doing it.
I want to be drunk at a bar with Beth playing trivia.
Yeah. Shot for every wrong answer.
Three. And we're like, no, not yet. Don't yell it out. Question number three, Beth. Let's get this one. I've seen it done before. A victory with only one answer correct. It is holiday week on the show, so we're going to tell you about a winter wonderland happening around the Chicagoland area, and you are going to tell us exactly where it is. This wildly popular market was typically showcased in downtown Chicago. There you could buy small German ornaments, knickknacks, and of course, drink some delicious hot spiced wine called Gullwein. I think that's how you say it.
Gullwein.
Oh, thank you. Gullwein. Thank you. The market will still be online this year due to COVID, but what is the name of the popular downtown holiday market?
Chris Kindle Market.
Love it.
Beth knew that one.
True Chicagoan. All right, Beth, hang on 1 second for me.
All right, Colleen. Beth got one question correct. So there's a little bit of an opening, but that also just might mean these questions are hard. We'll see.
Okay.
Here is your female-centered question. This plain rod-shaped curling tool without any prongs or tongs is called a what?
A curling iron.
In football, how many points are awarded for a touchdown?
Six, and then 1 point for the field goal if they make it.
So for just the touchdown, how many points is that?
Just the touchdown, six.
Okay, and for a potential victory right here, Colleen, it's holiday week on the show still, so we're going to tell you about a winter wonderland happening in the Chicagoland area. Just have to tell us where it is. This wildly popular market was typically showcased in downtown Chicago. There you could buy small German ornaments, knickknacks, and of course, drink some delicious hot spiced wine called Gullwein. The market will still be online this year due to COVID, but what is the name of the popular downtown holiday market?
Well, it's the Chris Kindle Market.
Good job.
Okay, Colleen.
Beth on the Northwest side, Queen Colleen, did fantastic today. She got two questions correct, beating you by the skin. I don't know how that saying goes.
The hair on her chinny chin chin.
No, no. That's bogus. Either way, Colleen's the winner. Congratulations.
You know what that, you know what to do when that happens? You just plug it.
Question number one, the answer?
It's a wand, guys. Without anything, it's a curling wand.
Question number two. Colleen gave us a very descriptive answer, but she was correct. 6 points is awarded for a touchdown in football.
And you guys both know about the German Christmas market, the Chris Kindle market downtown.
Super exciting that it's still online this year.
Yeah.
But if you made it a family tradition or something, I don't know, but I can't imagine they'd send you the, one more time, Beth, what is it? How do you say it properly?
Glühwein.
Glühwein. Maybe you can. I'm going to look it up.
I'm going to look on Uber Eats. I'll be back in a couple seconds. Beth, have a great one. Thanks for hanging out with us. Have a happy holiday, okay?
Thank you, too.
Colleen on the South Side. One step closer to some free breakfast.
Oh, what's your favorite restaurant for breakfast, Colleen? Where do you like to go?
Oh, shoot. On the South Side, it's called Nico's Breakfast Club.
Give me some streets. Give me the two main streets.
It's right on 111th and Pulaski.
All
right.
Okay, shout out to Alsip. Shout out to all my South Suburbs that are out there.
Are we getting her some Nico's tomorrow? We're going to find out.
I bet you Nico's has like some delicious hash browns.
That
it just sounds like
great.
A place.
Like the perfect saltiness.
Delicious everything.
And crispiness.
Well, hopefully, Colleen, you'll have to pay for your breakfast yourself.
Because we're going to have a breakfast blocker.
Tomorrow. So, hey, we will see you tomorrow on the show. Keep studying, all right?
All right, I will.
All right, if you want to be the breakfast blocker, make sure you're here tomorrow at 7:10 a.m. to play Wake Up Wars, all right? Guys, when we come back just after 7:20, about 5 minutes from right now, someone has an issue with their vacation time. They're trying to get rid of it. We'll talk to them next. B96, we are Gabe and Nina. Jeez, it is the holiday season. Year's about to end. Oh my gosh, the year's about to end. Just think about that for a second.
A lot.
But my question to you is, the year's about to end. Do you have any vacation left over? Gosh, this is such a foreign concept to us.
I know. I want to be like, yeah, but...
Nina and I just...
Don't do it.
We just know that there's a couple days we don't got to show up at the end of December.
And that's about it.
That's all we know for the whole year. But the reason I'm asking you this is because there is a woman that's going to be on the show tomorrow who is... in a bit of a pickle where her boss is telling her basically like lose it or use it or use it or lose it when it comes to her vacation because there's no rolling over.
Right. A lot of companies do that, I think, right?
I honestly have zero idea because I've never been at a job where I was like given
the
vacation like that. So the phone lines are open right now. And I know a lot of you in your car are experts at this because you do get vacation and you do have the option whether to roll it over or turn it into something. We don't know. Nina and I do not know. So we want to ask you, what do you do with your vacation? Do you have rollover use? Do they give you money for it? Do you have any vacation left? Like, how does that work at your job? 877-591-9696. Now, the issue with her is she's concerned that if she takes all the days off that she has left, that it might cause some issues at her job.
Well, especially if you save them all for the end, because it's a big chunk of time that she's not going to be there.
So she feels like, oh, well, they're telling me to take my vacation, but if I take my 2-3 weeks, whatever she has left, she's like, then maybe it might be some issues. And I'm sure a lot of people feel like that, where they have all this leftover vacation time because they actually had to work at their job.
People are like afraid to take time off though.
Yes.
Because somebody's going to slide in or you're not making your money or whatever it is.
Again, the phone lines are open. 877-591-9696. Do you have vacation left over? Does it roll over? Matt in Elgin, so glad you're here. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
So Matt, how does your vacation work? Have you used it all?
We actually get to take as many days as we want. What they find out, though, is that most people don't take those days.
Where do you work at? Amazon or Google?
For a pharmaceutical company.
Okay, because I've heard that they do that. That's another phenomenon that they have. Actually, my friend's marketing agency, shout out to them.
Oh, yeah.
Paco Collective, they're a Latino marketing agency, and he has this at his job where there is no vacation time. There are no days off. You can take off whatever you want as long as you get your job done. But like Matt just said, most people aren't doing that. Matt, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right, 877-591-9696. The lines are open. Call us up now. What's like your vacation like at your job? Do you get to roll it over? Do you keep it? Call us up now. We'll take your calls next. Situation. But in the meantime, we're talking to you guys.
Okay, Roy, what about you? How do you use your vacation? Does it roll over?
Yeah, it roll over is excellent because we have a union. If you don't have a union, that's different. Because, you know, your company, corporations, or any private companies, actually, what they do is
Dude, you said that three times in a row because you're listening to yourself. But I hear you, though.
Yeah.
Vacation rolls over. But let me ask you this, Roy. Is there someone that has, like, 6 months worth of vacation at your job?
I don't know about that. That's a lot.
What do you think the most somebody has at your job is?
With us, it's like, you know, like actually the most successful you can use is like maybe three. If you've been there for a long time, if you're there like almost 15 or 20 years, you could actually get like actually the most is 2 weeks. That's about it.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
I haven't really heard of anybody take off an extended period of time. I even remember like growing up, like my dad could never take off that many days if we went on like a family vacation.
I know some people that definitely took off months at a time.
What job is that?
And Marie in Arlington Heights, was it your job? Can someone take off a month at your job?
That's right. It's called summer vacay. Get it whether you want it or not.
So you're a teacher.
I am.
But
I gotta tell you, I feel like I'm working two jobs right now. So if I didn't have that summer, there would be no light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. I think people minimize how much work teachers actually do. It's kind of like us in radio where people are like, the security guard downstairs, when I get off work, he's like, damn, you don't work that many hours. I'm like, dude, I'm about to go home and prep right now. I'm about to go call Nina and we're about to be on the phone for an hour. But I think the same thing applies for teachers where they assume that you just work during school hours, but your job is just way more than just what happens between 9 and 2:30 or whatever.
So much more.
Agreed.
And even now with the pandemic going on, now teachers are really going above and beyond. We're delivering supplies to kids that can't be in school. We're dropping off iPads.
That's a lot.
We're doing tech support. Just crazy. So
well, enjoy your winter break then.
Yeah,
as it's quickly approaching.
Thank you for all of your hard work and dedication for sure. Brittany in Orland Park, what about you? You getting a winter vacation?
No, I actually took all my vacation for the year already, but my company used to roll over, and this year we changed to use it or lose it. So why
do you think they did that? What do you think is the incentive? Because that's exactly what this girl is dealing with that we're going to have on tomorrow. Her boss is like, hey, use all your vacation because we're not doing rollovers anymore. But she's concerned that if she uses all, like, it might cause an issue at her job.
Well, for my job, I have pretty good job security. I don't think they're going to get rid of me if I take my time off. But I just think it's dumb that you can't get paid out for any hours you don't use.
Of course. Because the reality is it's all about productivity. And if I'm not at the job to then produce an item, you know what I'm saying, whatever that might be, then that equates to vacation time. But if I'm actually working, now I'm generating a profit for you and not taking time off. This is weird.
It's maybe just to encourage people to actually take time off for productivity. Hard.
Thanks for the call, Brittany. I guess
everybody needs a break.
In those moments, you know, it's tough. In American culture, you're supposed to work as hard as you possibly can. Not take time off. I mean, we're like the hardest working country in the world.
I know. That's not always the smartest thing to do.
Well, tomorrow we'll find out what's going on with her and her situation. So make sure you guys are here for that. That's going to happen at 7:20 on Friday. She'll be joining the show. So make sure you're here, all right? So my first question to you is, when was the last time you yelled at a customer?
One day ago.
Are you a fast typer?
I'm not.
You are the hostess at Denny's that went viral for quitting yesterday. No?
No, that wasn't me.
Are you a teacher?
I am not. I work in retail.
Do you work at a pretzel spot? Because if it was Itzel's Pretzels, that sounds kind of cool.
CEO.
Thanks for the call. So have a great day.
Olivia in Wheaton. Okay, Olivia, is your hair up right now?
Yes, it is.
Interesting. Olivia, let me ask you this. Do you wear glasses?
I do not.
You are a vampire trainer. No? Thought I was close.
I think
you
are a Pilates instructor.
No, but that would be nice. I am right now actually delivering for Amazon Flex.
What? I know Amazon Prime.
What's Flex?
Yeah. So Amazon Flex, you're an independent contractor. And so you don't actually like work for Amazon, like, you know, like the 9-to-5 jobs. You do it kind of just like whenever you want. It's your own flexibility. So yeah, I started at like 5 a.m. this morning and can turn it on or off whenever.
She said flexible. Pilates, basically right.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Olivia. And thanks for listening to us. Marianne LaGrange, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Do you work on an island? Get it?
Do I work on an island?
Yeah.
Oh, I do get it.
Marianne. Somebody does out there.
Do you know the professor, Marianne? Okay, now she's like, I've never heard that before. All right, Marianne, do you paint at your job?
I don't.
Okay, Marianne, who doesn't work on an island or doesn't paint, my real answer is going to be a kindergarten teacher.
Wow.
Guys! It's finally happened.
Are you actually a kindergarten teacher? Is he right?
Well, I'm a third grade teacher.
Okay.
Damn, not the same.
That's why.
It's the same.
Fine, I'll take it. If you're going to give it to me, I'll take it.
Just go ahead and say kindergarten for today.
Marianne, are you on your way to your school right now?
Yeah, I actually just pulled up.
Oh, my gosh.
Timing.
Well, listen, you know what? I can't tell you, and this is a true statement here. Nina and I are extremely ecstatic that our teachers are still listening to us.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's something we think about often.
Do you want to shout out your school real quick, Marianne?
Yeah, LaGrange Highlands. What?
Okay, LaGrange Highlands. Shout out to your teacher, Gilligan. I got to go, Marianne. B96, Chicago's new hit music. I think Chicagoans are tired of things being renamed. It's like we grow up our whole lives calling something something, and then you change it on us.
Like the Sears Tower.
And then it's like you want us to jump on board with everything. And now something else has been proposed before the city of Chicago. Alderman David Moore from the 17th Ward has placed a proposal for the Chicago City Council wanting to rename, Nina, listen to this, Lakeshore Drive.
What?
I know. I'm reading the article and I'm thinking to myself, what in the world did you want to change Lakeshore Drive to and why?
It's so
iconic, you know, when you come to Chicago, I think about Chicago.
It's in songs.
Right.
It is.
Now, what they want to name it or what his proposed name change is, I mean, I get it. John Baptiste Point du Sable. He's the first non-native person to settle here. We have the du Sable Museum. We got streets, du Sable, stuff like that. I think we even got du Sable High School over on the South Side. I don't know, man. JPB doesn't sound as good as LSD.
I understand renaming things, especially like, you know, when money's involved. But if something already exists as one thing, then wouldn't you just find a new thing to put a name on instead of rename something that's already that?
Or pick something that's less prominent, you know? So what somebody else suggested was, they said for the iconic Lakeshore Drive, it should not be named for anyone. They said, but du Sable should be recognized in another prominent way. And they suggested renaming Millennium Park.
Okay.
And the reason why it says because the title doesn't fit anyway because the park didn't open until 2004. So it's not even really like a 2000 Millennium Park.
But isn't that another one of those things that just like you can't change? Like Millennium Park people know too.
No, I think for me, Millennium Park means nothing. It's so brand new. And the thing is this, it's Millennium Park, but Maggie Daly Park's behind it. So like, what is it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're a Chicagoan, you're like, well, what is it?
You just think the bean.
Exactly. Yeah. She called the Bean Park.
The Bean Park.
Anyway, something to think about, man, while you're driving out there, whether you're in the city or around. People are trying to change the name of Lakeshore Drive. Jeez. What's next? B96, you going to change it?
You better start knocking on wood right now. Nope.
G96. That's only on my birthday, guys.
Okay.
Anyway.
Fair.
All right. More fun on the way. Gabe and Nina, B96. B96, Chicago's new hit music. Nina, did you know 90% of companies are still planning on having a holiday party this year?
How?
90%. I read this statistic and I thought to myself, just like you did.
What? How?
¿Cómo va a hacer eso? Well, listen, the phone lines are open right now. 877-591-9696. When we come back, we want to talk to you guys. You guys that work at a place that is still having a holiday party. How? How are you guys pulling this off, all right? 877-591-9696. Wait, are we having one?
I don't think so.
Call now, guys. Are you sad, Nina, that there's not even any word of a holiday party here?
I think I expected it, though.
No holiday party?
I didn't expect us to have one at all.
Well, that's what we're asking you guys because I just found a statistic. 90% of companies are still having their holiday parties this year, and I have no idea what the hell they're planning on doing.
Other than like a big Zoom? Like, that's all I picture. Everybody's face is popping up, and you're obligated to pop up on the Zoom.
Well,
the boss says.
I have a list of the top 4 things people are doing in exchange of an actual holiday party.
Okay.
But We want to take your calls. The phone lines are open, 877-591-9696. Are you guys having a holiday party this year despite the pandemic? Call us up now. Adriana, Rolling Meadows. So are you guys still having a holiday party this year?
Yes, we are. We're actually having our holiday party on Saturday. We're doing it at my boss's house.
Okay.
So your boss is the rule breaker at your job.
Yeah, actually, we got to keep it on the DL. He does not want anyone to know.
What did I say?
Well, Adriana.
You know who shows up to the, you know who's going to show up to this boss's party, right? All the deviants. This is going to be like the most ratchet party ever.
Look at her laugh. There for it.
That's why she's laughing. She's like, it's going to be naughty. It's going to be crazy.
He's going to dance on his dining room table.
I love it, man. Hey, listen, the dirties always come out during the holiday parties. So whoever's still trying to put together the holiday party, know that that person is the dirty at your job, because he's like, how else am I going to get dirty?
I have to do it.
I can't wait till another next year to get dirty. Courtney and Valpo, are you guys having a holiday party this year?
Yes.
So your boss is hosting the party too?
Yes, at her house. But we have a small company. There's only like 12 to 15 of us, and okay, a lot of the people have already had COVID, so they feel more comfortable about it.
It's a COVID party.
So, yeah.
all of her coworkers show up with the antibodies.
Oh, they've gotten through it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh.
So would you have been bummed out if you guys didn't have a holiday party?
I mean, honestly, with the world the way it is today, I mean, it is what it is. I wouldn't have been that upset about it. So, yeah. I mean, better to be safe than sorry.
But now, are you excited about this? Does this make you happier?
Are you going?
Yeah, we're going. I'm just going to go for dinner and then leave after that. Make sure I wear my mask and keep my hand sanitizer handy.
You got to show up.
Yeah.
We had this conversation last year. Remember, Nina, where we were like, is going to an office party, you know, going to get you, is that going to get you ahead in your job?
You should go. You should always go.
And I definitively said no.
But you went.
No, I didn't.
You didn't go to the office party last year?
No. Nina, I went to an office party. Courtney, you can listen to the story. I went to the office party here when I was an intern at B96, and I remember they got mad at me because I was just an intern, so I wasn't supposed to go to the office, which I thought was stupid. But then I showed up every year after that because I was like, who's going to tell me no to go to this thing? And then after I started going there for so many years, you just start to realize that nothing happens from that. I never got a job. I never got on air because I went to the radio, you know, to the thing, or I never got anything for that matter.
It's just a good look. I always thought that. Oh, that's right. We had this conversation because I was like, yes, you go to the office party.
And I was like, don't be the brown noser.
Mm-hmm. Got it. You know the dynamic call in this room.
Every time the boss walks by, Nina be like, oh my God, hi, how are you doing?
But I'm genuinely like
Gabe's in the corner. He's like, So I'm like, Nina, that person might not be here in 3 months. We might not be here in 3 months.
So?
Anyway.
It's great to see faces. Anyway.
Hopefully, especially this year, in a year like this, where you haven't seen your coworkers, you've been working remotely. So, Nina, I do have a list. Top four alternatives.
The safe way to do
for
it.
For holiday parties. Number four, they're doing craft holiday parties.
Okay.
So, like, you know, you get a bunch of, I don't know, popsicle sticks and some glue.
Nah, I'm good.
Because hang out with wine.
That's the party I'm not
You
going
have a
to.
Paint by numbers. What are you talking about?
I know, and I got bored after a half an hour.
number three, you mentioned this earlier, a Zoom holiday party. But where they break out into sessions, smaller sessions. Like if you like particular cocktails or a particular item you want to bake. So they go into that.
Okay, I can appreciate the trying.
Number two is the remote gift exchange where you open up the gift that your person gave you, like a Secret Santa on the Zoom.
Uh-huh.
That one could be kind of cool.
My friend's doing that with her work and she just started the job. And she's like, I don't know any of these people and they're mailing the gift to my house. Like, what are we doing here?
Anthrax. Anyway, the number one thing that companies are offering up in place of the holiday parties this year, time off. Now that's a party.
I'm clapping. This is a slow clap. This is a party I can get behind.
Party of a PJs. Sounds like the move. It's B96.
Oh my gosh, think about that one night when you were at Fogo de Chão and the meat just kept coming and you're like, I'm gonna leave this little thing on green so you don't stop.
More meat, please.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. That's what I think about. Last time I went, actually, Gabe, I was with you.
Oh, that's right. We did our planning meeting there.
Yeah, we had a planning meeting there.
Damn.
So
we crushed Fogo de Chão that day because we were the only ones there. So they just kept bringing meat to our table. That was it.
It was like a wine Wednesday, so half off bottles. Oh my gosh.
Well, the reason why we're bringing this up is because we have opportunity for you to win a prize pack from Fogo de Chão. They're hooking you guys up. And the way you can get it, it's valued at over $130.
Sounds amazing.
But the way you can get it is if you play sexy Spanish talk with us. I should be saying something in Portuguese because that's what Brazilian people speak.
True, but we'll, you know, do it our way this time.
Thank you. So the phone lines are open, 877-591-9696. All my non-Spanish speakers, I need you to call us up right now. I'm going to say something in Spanish. And because it is the holiday season, you will tell me if what I'm saying is sexy or Santa related. All right. 877-591-9696. Call us now to get that and the Fogo de Chão hookup. Next on B96. B96, Chicago's new hit music. It is time to play Sexy Santa Talk. And ready to step up to the plate, we got Tim in Highland, Indiana. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Based off of Tim's last name, I don't think we're going to have any problems here. He doesn't know Spanish.
Oh.
I told you. Dunkle's a good name. What are you talking about?
El Dunkle is what we're going to call you during this game. All right, Tim, the game is simple. It's called Sexy Santa Talk. I'm going to say something to you in Spanish, and you're simply going to tell me whether or not what I'm saying is sexy or silly. And for playing today, we're going to hook you up with that Fogo de Chão gift card. All right, here we go. Here's your statement.
Le pregunté a él si quería ir a almorzar con nosotros, pero me dijo que no, porque nunca traes tu cartera.
Are you fanning yourself, Tim? Was that sexy or Santa talk?
My guess would be Santa talk.
Hey! I asked Santa Claus if he wanted to go to lunch with us, Tim, but he said no because you never bring your wallet. Dude,
what's up with that? That's not fair.
All right, Tim, congratulations. You won one holiday to-go package from Fogo de Chão that feeds up to 6 people, and you're going to get your choice of a fire roasted meat, some fire Brazilian sides, all brought to you by the fine people at Fogo de Chão. Big shout-out to them, all right? Don't need money for Fogo de Chão, but you might have some coal in your stocking.
Santa's got a sack. Why would you bring a wallet?
I was going to say I feed him every year milk and cookies. He owes me.
Ah,
true.
Fair enough. Well, maybe it's because you're giving him milk and cookies instead of leche with galletas.
That sounds amazing.
All right, Tim, have a fantastic holiday. We appreciate you hanging out with us. All right, brother?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Tis the season to buy all the gifts for people, and you just kind of have to prioritize, right? But if you're in a relationship, are you buying gifts for your person's parents?
Person's parents. I like that.
Yeah, your person's parents. 877-591-9696. I really want to know if you are, because my friend is going into the first holiday with her boyfriend's family. They've been dating for probably about 6 months. It's going really well, all of that. So they're going into the holiday and she's going to be spending time with them. But it's kind of that whole thing, like when you're getting, you don't want to come off crazy. Should she get him a gift?
Yeah, I think, again, we want to know if you are buying your significant other's parents a gift, because then we want to know, like, what are you buying them? How do you guys go about it? Because here's my thoughts.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you should piggyback on your partner's gift.
Okay, like an accessory to it?
No. Like, literally piggyback, like, your name.
Oh.
From Jeff and Lisa. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
From Nicole and Gabriel. From us.
Yeah.
From the Reminstons. That's what we call ourselves.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
So, I don't know. I just, because like, she fell last year. I'm trying to think about Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't give my parents anything, but my parents are the gift-giving type.
Right.
So then she felt bad because they were buying her something, and she went and got them like Garrett's popcorn and like a candle or something like that. And she felt terrible. She feels terrible. You should see what she's getting my parents this year.
She's overcompensating.
100%. And I told her, I'm like, babe, you understand? She's like, no, I'm making up for last year. And I said, no. You know what you're doing is you're creating a vicious cycle where my parents got you something. Now you're one-upping them. And then next year, what my parents are not going to do, and my brother and my sister, what they're not going to do is be like, oh, we're even now.
They're going to buy her a car.
Of course. It's going to go crazy. But you know what? People out there, it's something difficult to think about. And we want to ask you guys, when it comes to buying gifts for your parents' significant or your significant other's parents, do you buy them something?
Faith in Orland Park, are you buying your person's parents a gift?
Yes, 100%. You have to make them like you.
Right.
How long have you been with your significant other, Faith?
Almost 2 years.
Okay. So what about in year one? Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, in year one, still, you have to make sure that they like you even more than they already do.
But you can't be too crazy, Faith. That's what I was trying to tell my friend. Like, can she get by with, like, a bottle of wine? What did you get?
Yeah, 100%. Like, just as something small that they like, it would show a lot more than something extravagant.
I don't know, man. Maybe that's like a, because I'm thinking of, when I'm going over there, I'm just like, oh, I have to give gifts to you guys? I thought you guys were doing your family thing.
Right.
And I just was tagging along. Now all of a sudden, I'm a part of the actual process.
Exactly.
Okay. Your friend is in a bit of a pickle. All right. But we're asking you guys. 877-591-9696. That is the number to B96. And the question we have for you is, are you buying your significant other's parents a gift? What'd you call it? Your people's parents.
Your person's parents.
Your person's parents.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. We're Gabe and Nina on B96 and Amanda on the north side. So are you buying your person's parents gifts this year?
No, my husband's doing that.
That's what I said, Amanda.
You piggyback?
You're piggybacking, right?
Definitely piggybacking.
Now,
same income, same present.
Now, are his parents, do they buy you something?
Oh, yeah, they do. But it's not like it's something extravagant. It's always something simple. And yeah. And again, it's the same way. It's something simple, the thought that counts.
Now, Amanda, does he piggyback on your gifts to your parents?
Yeah, honestly, just add his name to the gift.
Right.
Okay. So, and I understand that once you get to that certain level in your relationship that you would do that. But in the very beginning, Amanda, when you think back to when you met his parents at first, did you feel like you needed to make an impression and get them something separate?
No, I didn't feel
I
like that.
Amanda.
Okay.
Amanda's like me. I'm like, wait, I got to get your parents something for what? This is your parents.
Exactly. It's parents, and I really don't need to make an impression.
Okay.
I got his kids already.
Her presence is known, Amanda. I like it.
RJ, on the west side, do you have to buy your person's parents a Christmas gift?
No.
How? Okay, why though?
Because, like, you know, I've been with my sibling for a long time, 11 years, and I always buy and I never get nothing in return. I never get anything in return.
RJ.
And we're not talking about.
Preach.
But are we really giving gifts with the intention that we're getting gifts in return?
After a couple of years, yeah. After a couple of years.
Yeah. RJ's like, yeah.
RJ, that's not your kid. It's not like you have to buy the kid. You know, it's like it's your in-laws.
That's true. And it's not small stuff. It's like $1,000 gifts.
What?
Oh, like, okay. Well, that was very generous of you.
I have a daughter. Her name's Whitney.
I'll be your daughter.
Amber in Valparaiso. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Happy holidays.
Good morning.
So my question to you is, what are your rules when it comes to buying your person's parents something? That was a great one.
I think it's like, I always show up not empty-handed. So even like flowers, a box of chocolate, something small, goes a long way even. But like the thought that counts.
I got to admit, I'm the person that I'm just more like, you got me something? I didn't even know. If I would have known, I would have got.
And meanwhile, you're like, it never even crossed your mind.
Nina, I practiced that in the mirror.
88% of people have said that they've sent a sexy text. But are you doing it right? I'm going to tell you. Coming up with Nina at 9:30 right here on B96, all brought to you by Pepsi Zero Sugar, all the flavor, zero the sugar. This gem for your journey comes from the funniest conversation I had with my friend last night. She's been talking to this dude, and he keeps trying to send her all these sexy texts, and he's asking her about her pet kitty cat. And my friend was her name is Ashley. I'm calling her out on this one. But she was like, I don't have a pet cat, and you know, what is he talking about? I was like, bro. Are you kidding me right now? So now that we're all caught up to speed, I was like, why don't you send him one back and teach him how to do it the right way?
How's your snake?
Sure. She could have brought up some other type of animal. But she's like, I don't know how to do this. I've never done it before either. So I started giving advice, but then I also was curious to see what experts had to say about how to send the perfect sexy text. And the first thing they said was, you need to be in the mood yourself because the passion is going to come through your phone.
That's real right there.
I believe that. And that you have to be confident. And the more details, the better.
Mm.
But you want to send something that you want to receive. So if that guy used the filter, do you really want her asking you about your pet kitty cat?
Probably.
No.
I think you should.
You think you should.
I think you should ask about the kitty cat.
So those are the things that you're supposed to think of. Because for me, like the advice that I was just giving her, I think the best ones are when you are recalling a specific moment. And like, you want to try to take that person back there so you can kind of picture it and then elevate it a little bit. Like, how would you make that better?
Okay.
And all of the details. That's my personal preference, but I knew Gabe would be good at this.
So I'm going to, I love to embarrass Nicole when she's not listening.
Uh-huh.
So she texted me this morning. I have an iPhone.
This is her sexy text.
Yeah.
Her sex.
6:49 this morning.
Uh-huh.
It says, I just woke up from a dream about, she's going to get so mad at me. I just woke up from a dream about us being on some sexy blank sushi date, dinner date. She's like, we were eating this really expensive roll and talking about eating not sushi. And then she said, so strange. And then I said, I wrote her back and I said, I love it. I said, I need black dress, Nicole. Because she has this black dress with a slit.
Okay, okay. See, specific.
I need black dress, Nicole. And she said, oh my God, yes. She's like, I wish there was a reason to get dressed up. Maybe Christmas. Or maybe 2 days from now, we'll be can. Anyway, I won't read that part. And then I said, yeah. I said, vacay Gabe. And then I said, because you got to be direct and explicit.
Yeah.
I said, vacay Gabe trying to smash, but I didn't say smash.
Right.
I said, vacay Gabe's trying to smash. I said, is it Friday yet? And that was it. So that was at 6:49 this morning.
I love that these conversations are happening when I'm sitting right here and I have no idea.
Nina thinks I'm smiling because I love my girl. Little does she know.
All right. Well, the biggest takeaway, send one of those today, but don't ask about their kitty cat.
Or Nina sushi.
You know what goes really great with that podcast? A steak.
I thought you were going to say a glass of wine.
Always wine.
Always steak and wine.
Unless you're a vegan, then you can have a Beyond Burger.
Wait, from Sarpino's.
No, just... Oh, wow. Look at that.
My commercials don't play in the podcast.
We
either
appreciate
way,
you.
We hope you enjoy the podcast. Keep listening, guys.
We'll meet you live weekday mornings on B96.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.